This morning, we are joined by the Sustainability Coordinator, the Department of Economic and Sustainable Development, the City of Bloomington, is our friend Jackie Barr. Jackie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
You know my joke. How does that all fit on the business card? We need an acronym. We need some, we need something there. We need some. But you're bringing the energy this morning, and that's good, because we spoke to you about a year ago about the Monroe County Energy Challenge, and, where are we? We're looking for $5 million.
Yes. So this is a nationwide competition with 49 other communities. We just started year two of the two-year competition.
Well, how are we doing year one? Where are we at the halfway mark? What's our status report here? Are we doing all right?
Well, we're 27th out of 50. We're pretty happy to be in the middle of the pack, but we know we can do better.
Now, who are we competing with? We're not competing with Los Angeles or Chicago or Houston or anything, right?
No, that's right. So all the communities are less than 250,000.
So it's a fair fight. That's the good news.
Yes, as fair as it could be.
Now, what do we need to do to jump from 27 to, say, first? Is that attainable, or what is our ladder that we're trying to get here in year number two?
Well, we're focusing on residential energy use. Every home in Monroe County is part of the competition, and so every person in the community can actually contribute to reaching that goal. So we're offering free home energy assessments to residents.
And how much does that cost again?
If it's cost free.
That's right. That's very important, because people sometimes hear high energy and think, well, I can't afford a $10,000 water heater or a $50,000 furnace. But there are other things you can do, and you can provide that help for them.
Yes, absolutely. So we come in, we try to give some, you know, help people prioritize where to put their attention and their money. Some of the stuff is really easy, like keeping your thermostat at 68 degrees or below.
Or getting a digital thermostat, something that
helps. Getting a programmable thermostat can help people save energy. So, you know, we try to make it as simple and attainable as possible. And, you know, everybody can do something.
Right. And, again, this isn't tremendously heavy lifting either. It might be simple as saying, hey, you need to recalk this, or you need to point something out there. And how do we measure what we're doing here, and then how do we put that against the other 49 competitors we're going up against?
So they're actually looking at utility data. So the utilities, Duke and Vectren, and the REMCs that serve Monroe County, all report aggregated residential data to Georgetown University, who's running this competition.
And they get all these numbers and take a look at it, and now we've seen our numbers here for the first year. How can we make that jump into the top 10 coming up here in 2016?
Well, I think it's a matter of getting the word out. There's a lot of stuff, you know, there's a lot of homes without adequate attic insulation, so we're trying to focus on that. That's going to make a huge difference, both in energy costs and in comfort level, as well as saving energy. We're trying to work with more workplaces, so working with local employers to help us get the word out to their employees and their clients. We're looking for people to nominate as energy leaders. So if people out there know of a person who's made great strides in saving energy or in teaching people how to save energy, we're looking for those names. But it's really a matter of getting the word out to as many people as possible and trying to just get everyone to kind of shave back their energy use.
You know, sometimes on this program we dream out loud of what we would do if we hit the $1.6 billion Powerball. What is the city going to do with $5 million if we make this wonderful turnaround, if everybody gets involved and just does a couple little things here? If that $5 million happened to land in our lap, what's the plan for it?
Well,
besides a pizza party and roller skating.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Because if you sell the most cookies, that's what you get.
Yes, absolutely. So we start with that. We're thinking of setting up a grant program, an energy revolving fund, so that people would actually take loans out but pay it back out of the savings they get, and then an endowment that would actually pay out a certain amount of interest every year, so we'd have an ongoing source of funds. So
yeah, because this isn't a one-time deal, right? It's everybody,
right.
Conserving energy and being smarter. I don't think people understand how it affects them. Everybody thinks, well, the green planet, global warming, I can't really affect that. But maybe you can affect your water bill. Maybe you can affect your electric bill, your gas bill. That's tangible stuff month to month, week to week, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So this stuff some easy, easy steps can have a huge impact on those energy bills.
Jackie Bowers, our guest this morning, she checks in from the city of Bloomington. All right, man, here, sustainability, the coordinator. I can't do the other stuff. We'll run out of time. How do we get involved with this contest, and how long does it run? What do we need? What's our time frame here to really get things going? And does it matter? Can we do more good in the winter? Do we do more good in the spring? Do we do more good in the summer? When can we make the biggest impact?
Winter and summer are the biggest time. You know, those are when people's bills are the highest, so that's when we can really edge down those energy bills. If people want more information, they can either call us here at City Hall at 812-349-3558 or go to our website. That's www.mocoenergychallenge.org.
MocoEnergyChallenge.org. I like that. And even the forecast that I gave for this weekend and next week the next 2 weeks, when the temperature is going to be in the mid-60s all week, remember to turn your heat off because you won't need it.
Yep.
And I don't think we need our air conditioner, but that's one of those things. You have one of these Saturdays where it's 65 degrees, and I'm walking through my house going, geez, it's warm outside. And I look over and I say, well, my heat's on. Well, yeah. It's 68 degrees outside and my heat's on. Of course, that's not good. So it's just little simple things like that. You've got at your website all these little tricks of the trade that can help out as well, and ways, even if you don't want an energy assessment, ways that people can do this on their own.
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. I love it. So when do we have to have our energy numbers in by?
Well, so we report quarterly.
Okay.
There should be another update here soon. And then we hope to have quarterly updates, you know, to let people know how we're doing.
Well, you're going to do that on this program. That's how they're going to know. They're going to listen and tune in here.
Absolutely.
And when you get your next quarterly update, we're going to have you back on to let us know how it's going. And then we will start yelling and admonishing those who do not listen.
Perfect.
We will beat them over the head with spray foam insulation until they get on board. That's how we're going to do it. Jackie, great job. We appreciate your time, and I'm serious. Once you get those results, call me back, and we'll let everybody know.
Yep, I sure will. Thank you, Mike.
Cool. Give me your phone number one more time if people want more information.
812-349-3558.
And online?
www.mocoenergychallenge.org.